If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live from the Built for Top Studio. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Wednesday morning. Knicks lose to the Celtics last night. Yes, it was closer, but it was as frustrating as it gets. There was a point in there where I thought I was going to come in this morning saying, see, I told you so. We're getting closer to the playoffs. They could beat this team. This is going to be a good series if and when they meet in the second round. But, of course, it doesn't end up that way. Jason Tatum with a superstar play. Kristaps Porzingis, too much to handle. Too many three-pointers. Just an annoying loss, but better than getting blown out, I suppose. The Mets continue to roll six in a row, a game the Yankees really weren't going to win with Skubal and Carrasco in 20-degree weather. So we've got a lot to get to, but the Knicks last night, Boomer, I'm a little more encouraged for sure, but man, I tell you, when OG Anunoby grabbed that rebound and muscled his way up to the basket, and the Knicks took a one-point lead with about 44 seconds to go, I was jacked up, man. I was jacked up. And then, of course, overtime didn't go their way. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I think that they learned something last night. They can hang with them. There's no question about it. They're fully healthy. The Celtics are essentially fully healthy. And the three-point shooting is the difference between these two teams, as we all know that. You know, there's early on in this game, I just felt like the Knicks weren't really hitting a lot of shots. There were a lot of bricks being thrown up again because, you know, maybe it's because they're playing a much better team and something happens to their shooting, especially early in these games. But I will say that now it comes down to just handling the crunch time minutes and not overreacting, not panicking, not, you know, firing a bullet pass to somebody who can't handle it. You know, it's or fouling when you're supposed to foul and not fouling when you're not supposed to foul. I mean, there were so many like little things the Knicks did wrong in crunch time, both in regulation and in overtime. And those things can be worked out. I think what we saw yesterday, and I really felt good about it, was I saw a really concerted effort by the Knicks, both on defense and offense, to really compete in this game. There were chances there for Boston to run away. There were a couple where you saw, okay, you know, like a 6-0 run or a 7-0 run. You're thinking, oh, here we go. But the Knicks were able to stem the tide and keep it tight. And I will say that I feel much better about the team after watching last night's game, even though in crunch time they made too many mistakes. And I think that when you watch a game like this and you're the Knicks, you come away with it. And I know it's not a win. It doesn't really mean much in the big picture of things. They're probably going to see each other in the second round of the playoffs. But I would be somewhat annoyed at my performance in crunch time, but knowing that I can hang with these guys, I just got to play better defensive basketball defending the three-point shot.
Yeah, I mean, but if Jason Tatum doesn't make the play that he makes and, you know, completely fakes out OG Anunoby and then step back and then hits that three, when he does, we're talking about them being great in crunch time. We're talking about back-to-back possessions where they were great offensively with the OG Anunoby put back and then Jalen Brunson driving, finding Mikal Bridges in that situation, going up three as he hits that little jumper. So, I mean, then we're saying, hey, you know, they what a great win. But, of course, it didn't work out that way. And that's the thing I'm scared about is the fact that, you know, they were more active defensively last night. There was no doubt about it. But I just don't think that they're going to be capable enough to slow down their three-point shooting.
Well,
for God's sakes.
All right, so we're watching some of the highlights here in studio. I would call them lowlights because the amount of times that the Celtics, Porzingis in particular, are sitting out there by the three-point line, and there's nobody near him.
Well, one that you saw there was that 30-something. I mean,
no, but
there's
a bunch of – I mean, like, it's token defense. It's not real defense. And maybe that's something you take away from this game, that you're going to be more intense when the playoffs come. And, you know, it is going to take an all-in effort by everybody with a single mindset of just overcoming, you know – you know, 7-footers that can hit three-pointers from anywhere on the floor. And, you know, they have stacked their roster. They got great players. And the Knicks do, too. But can the Knicks somehow defend the three-point shot just a little bit better? Just a little bit better. I mean, it's impossible. If Porzingis is going to stand at the top of the key or the top of the three-point arc, and there's not going to be anybody near him.
Yeah, there was no one near him because they were like, go ahead and shoot that. You're basically on the logo. The rest of them, I don't think, were necessarily like that. I mean, and defending it a little bit better, hopefully last night would have been the difference. But over the course of a 7-game series, it's going to have to be a hell of a lot better. And it really, you know, it's not just that, too. It's the fact that the Celtics are just so much deeper. You know, I mean, Joe Mazzulla has been using that bench a ton. I mean, even last night, you know, Jaylen Brown only played 22 minutes last night.
Yeah, but I want to say, oh man, I was trying to count the amount of times that they were substituting.
Yeah,
and then I just fell asleep in the middle of one of those moments.
Okay,
so I think I missed it. But yeah, he only played 8 guys.
Yeah, but he can go 10 deep if he wants.
If he wants, he didn't have to do that last night. But I don't know. I feel better like you do. I think we all feel better that it was closer and it wasn't another blowout. And the Knicks kind of hung in there, took the lead, had the lead, blew it themselves by either fouling on a 3-point play or not fouling at the right time. And OG Anunoby took accountability after the game last night, so that was fine. But I did, you know, there. It's going to come down to defending the three-point shot because they have better three-point shooters than the Knicks do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that Pritchard is just, you could just tell he's just that thorn in the side everywhere, whether he's hitting threes or he's finding himself wide open under the basket because he's slippery and you lose track of him. I mean, he's just one of those annoying players that is just so good at what he does.
He's their Dante DiVincenzo is what he is.
Yeah, not quite as tough, but yeah. Not the same type of attitude, but certainly.
Opposing teams hate guys like that.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, and I like the fact that this game was gave us a little bit of a different feel as far as the blowout goes. But, you know, it's the capabilities. Like, can you get better defensively? And then you get Karl Anthony Towns, who comes out, he has 22 points in the first half, and then the adjustments are made by the Celtics, and then he's barely visible in the third quarter.
Well, I kind of felt like the beginning of the third quarter was, you know, like Boston kind of reasserted itself, and you could tell.
Yeah.
Defensively, they reasserted themselves, and the Knicks were missing shots.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it on paper, and it's not, you can't be, you know, overly pissed off that the Knicks aren't as good as the Celtics. They're the defending champs, and they're really, really good. But, you know, the Celtics are better three-point shooter. They're deeper. They play better defense. And they've already won a championship.
And they play together.
I mean,
they've played together for, 3 or 4 years now.
I mean, that's a that's a tough one to overcome in a second round series.
It's going to be a tall hill to climb, as they say.
Yeah.
But again, I'm still encouraged by what I saw last night. And the reason it felt like a really competitive basketball game that really has nothing to do with anything in terms of the standings.
No.
It just felt like a really competitive basketball game, like the Knicks really wanted to compete and try to beat the Celtics at least once this year in the regular season.
Well, that's the other side of the coin, if you want to look at it that way. I think we're looking more glass half full than glass half empty, but if you want to look at the other side, it's like, okay, this is the first time the Knicks were healthy. It clearly meant something to them to try to win this game because they haven't beaten good teams. They haven't beaten the Celtics this year. They have them on the ropes, and they still lost. You know, that could be a way that you look at it. I'm not choosing to look at it that way. Because if Jason Tatum doesn't make, he's one of the best players in the NBA.
He is the most.
He made a superstar play to tie the game.
I swear to God, he and Jaylen Brown both are the most underappreciated. I don't say underrated because the people within the NBA know just how good they are. But from a standpoint of like the overall, the fans of the NBA, I don't know where they would list them in the top 10 players in the league. For some reason, you know, Jason Tatum, is he going to get any MVP votes? No. Does he play on the Olympic team? No. I mean, it's like this guy just continually goes out there and hits big shot after big shot. And if you're watching Celtics, which I don't unless they're playing the Knicks, and when I do see them on national TV, he's always front and center, always hitting those three-pointers, always hitting big shots. He's always got the ball in his hands. And he's got to be, those two guys in particular have to be two of the most underappreciated. And Jaylen Brown's playing hurt.
Yeah.
He's got a knee, and those guys were talking about it last night, that he's going to have to take it all the way through the rest of the regular season. I don't know if they'll give him a breather or not. And he's going to have to play through it through the playoffs. That's how significant whatever he's dealing with is.
Yeah, which, I mean, you never root for an injury, but that if that is something that is hampering him a little bit, that might be able to equalize this series a little bit more. But I'm not expecting him to play 22 minutes a night in the playoffs. I'm just, what they're doing here is they're getting him out there. They're making sure that, you know, they give him some time in each one of these regular season games that are left a handful, and then you're going to see him get a full complement of minutes in the playoffs, unless they're blowing out whatever team they end up facing in the first round. You know, then you'll see him on the bench at that point. But I'm not thinking that's going to hamper them too much. I mean, Porzingis, what was he, 8 of 13 from three last night?
Isn't it amazing? Like we get him when he's 18 years old, and he's like brittle. And, you know, he has been brittle.
He had a bad attitude, too.
Right. And he's been brittle for, you know, his career. But now he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the guy that I think that, you know, when the Knicks fans or when the Knicks drafted him, this is the guy that he was supposed to turn into.
I know. I'm trying not to do
what
that.
Was that like 10 years ago now?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We're talking 2015.
Yeah. 10 years ago. Is that ridiculous or what?
Yeah, I know. It is wild.
He is 29 years old right now, and he was drafted, fourth pick in the 2015 draft. I mean, this is the thing. Like, you have to, when you draft kids that young, especially international kids, eventually there's going to be a growing or a learning curve and then growing pains within that learning curve, and you just never know when that person's going to find their way. And, you know, whether it be with the Mavericks or now whether it be with the Celtics. And Celtics, now we see the finished product.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to do that, like, of course, woe is me, sports fan thing. But, you know, part of me does say, like, yeah, all right, the Knicks get this good. And, of course, the one team that they're not going to be able to get past has Kristaps Porzingis in his prime drilling threes over him. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, when you get back-to-back 50-win seasons and they get a three seed and they're one of the better teams in the league, of course. Here's Kristaps Porzingis going 8 of 13 on them from three and being a major factor on the best team in the East.
You know, it's going to be like the Rangers and the Kraken next year in the Stanley Cup final. And Capo Caco is going to have like 8 goals.
Rangers Kraken. Hey, I mean, you'd sign for that right now, wouldn't you?
Oh, God. I mean, there is a... Oof. It's going to be harsh the next couple nights at Madison Square Garden for the Rangers, boy. Oof.
It's a woof spot?
It's a woof spot, man. It is like... People are ticked. And I don't... You know, They've had 3 years of over 100 points, three straight years over 100 points, which is great hockey. And they've given us great hockey. They've given us great memories. They've given us opportunities. They've given us agita. They've given us, so many great memories. And now this year comes this flatlining year for whatever reason. And it all started last year after the playoffs were over. They started with the whole noise, and the fan base started with the noise around Jacob Trouba. Then they traded Barkley Gaudreau. Then they had to sign Shesterkin to this huge contract. They had to manipulate the cap. They had to move guys in and out of here. And it's been a revolving door. And that's no way to try to recreate what you had the year before or the year before that or even the year before that. They were on a three-year pretty good run there. They were one of the best teams in the league. But they fell short. And now here we go again. Now it's like, it's this guy's fault. It's that guy's fault. We got to get rid of this guy. We got to get rid of that guy. And it's very close to being starting all over again.
Yeah. Well, at least the Garden will have playoff games and playoff basketball games, at least one round of them. We expect two rounds of them. And the team that we saw last night, a little bit better equipped to at least give the Celtics a challenge. I mean, it's tough, man. In the NBA, it's difficult. Like the last time, that the Knicks had a team that was winning 50 games and was good in the regular season was the Carmelo team. And then you never felt like they had a real shot because it was right in the middle of the LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh run in Miami. I don't want to feel the same way about this team. I don't right now, not quite there. But if they end up losing in four or five to the Celtics in the second round of the postseason, then I am going to feel that way. Then I'm going to say, all right, well, what the hell do you do now? Because you waited. You made all the deals, the Anunoby deal, and then obviously the Karl Anthony Towns deal, the Mikal Bridges deal, all the first round picks. You were sitting on them and then said, now we got to strike. These are the guys that we're going to put together and go for this thing. So there's not, those assets aren't there any longer. So it has to be supplemental pieces to fix it if they don't get over the hump this year. But these are your guys. I mean, these are your guys.
For at least the next 3 years.
Yeah. So got to figure it out. I mean, it's Jalen Brunson. It's OG Anunoby. It's Karl Anthony Towns with big money. Obviously, it's Josh Hart. And, we talk so much about, do you have the box score in front of you? How many minutes total did Mitchell Robinson play?
He played 16.
I mean, what? He's been back long enough now to get a little bit more action than that. No,
he also came down on his foot and ankle last night. I don't know if they just took him out just to be careful to make sure he was okay.
Guys, I'm made out of balsa wood. I'm telling you, I can't. We talk so much about this guy coming back. This is all I ever say.
And they've been better defensively with him back.
I better see his ass out there with double those minutes doing some major damage.
Well,
defensively in the postseason.
When they get to the postseason, that's when they're going to have to rely a hell of a lot more on him, and at least 22 to 25 minutes. That's what I would think.
Impactful minutes is what I mean.
The difference is his impact is on defense, as where I know Porzingis starts for the Celtics, but Porzingis' impact is not on the boards. It's just standing out there bombing three-pointers.
Yep.
I mean, he was like 8 for 13 last night.
8 for 13,
I know. And I think the Celtics had 8 more 3-point shots than the Knicks did in terms of making those shots. There you go. And the Knicks, they get rebounds. They hustle. They tried to play defense last night. A couple of just critical errors in crunch time. Critical.
That's the difference.
And that's where if they're going to beat the Celtics, when that crunch time comes around in those playoff games, that's where they have to take care of the ball, they have to hit the key shots, and they have to understand when to foul and when not to foul. And like I said, OG Anunoby took accountability after the game, saying he knew he had to foul Jason Tatum there at the end. I mean, staying up and watching this thing and then having that result
sucks.
Sucks!
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget.
Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks, Mets, Yankees, and more with Jerry Recco, who joins us right now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. You guys talked about it in the open, so let's give you some of the sounds from last night's Celtics game. I mean, obviously the Tatum three at the end of the fourth, the big one, but this one in the overtime from KP.
Derek White spins to his left, floats it back to Porzingis. He's going to take the deep three.
Got it!
Porzingis ain't got fouled then.
Eighth of the night for Porzingis. Celtics by three.
And that's eighth three of the night is what Celtics radio is referencing there. Part of his 34-point effort. Made it 115-112 Boston. Boston wins 119-117 in overtime. 32 for Jason Tatum. He had that game-tying three with 3 seconds to go in the fourth. Here is Porzingis. So big night for you. Could you tell you were in line to have such?
Not at all. If anything, this morning and then shooting pregame, my shot was like way off. But that's how it works out a lot of times. And once I saw the ball kept going in, I just let it fly without any, without thinking. And it was a good night.
Without hesitation, for sure. In terms of the loss, just 2 points. Knicks had chances to win. Karl Anthony Towns, was this at least a little better?
No, we don't take moral victories. So, we did a better job. But,
It's about getting the win, and we just didn't do that tonight.
Here was the head coach, Tom Thibodeau. So the Tatum three to tie, first his perspective.
12 seconds left. In transition, it's tough because of, you know, the way he's coming at you. He got inside the three. I think he went step back and, you know, it's made a shot.
Made a shot. And then the follow-up is why not?
I mean, Ananobi's like right there, you know?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he could have handled it a hell of a lot differently. He didn't. And he also made a great play, Jason Tatum. Made
very much so. He was asked, why not foul Tatum in that spot before shooting the three?
It's time in situation. They inbounded the ball quickly. He's coming at us. And then if he's in the shooting motion, you're giving him the three shots.
So I guess that's why the decision's made not to.
I think the point is once he steps inside the three-point line, why not foul him right there?
Right.
That's the discussion.
Fair. Mikal Bridges, 14 points, the big turnover in the overtime as well. Knicks 50-29. The Celtics now 59-20 with that win last night. The Nets beat the Pelicans 119-114. A couple of other things from around the league. The Cavaliers beat the Bulls by a lot. Cleveland clinching the top seed in the East. The T-Wolves were leading the Bucks in the fourth quarter by 24 and then got outscored 40-13 and wound up losing 110-103.
Oh.
And then you had this happen in the Thunder Lakers game.
Doncic starts, stop, shoot, gonna score.
Well, he got the switch, he won it again. Harden's done. Luka's thrown out of the game.
Oh no.
Luka just got thrown out.
There you go. Second technical, Doncic is gone.
Luka is saying he was talking to a fan, and the official is saying he was talking to me. So that's his second technical. He's out of the game.
So they went from being up, that's Lakers TV, or Lakers radio, excuse me. They went from being up one with that Luka shot to losing 136-120. Here was Luka post-game, says he was going back at the fan, not the official.
You can see it, that happened. But, you know, I never got a fan ejected, never. But if he's going to talk, I'm going to talk back like a ref. So I didn't really understand.
So they say differently, and he was let go. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're a ref at that point and you've had enough and you hear those words in your direction, you're just going to be like, out of here! You know, you're not even thinking clearly at that point because you got it out for that guy. I tend to believe that Luka was going after the fan, but he put himself in that position to have all eyes on him.
Especially already having the one technical foul against him. So,
right.
65th win of the season for Oklahoma City. The Nuggets fired head coach Michael Malone and their GM. Denver's in Sacramento tonight. This is from 2 weeks ago. Maybe this is, I don't know, maybe this is part of why he was let go. Not sure, but this is him essentially getting on his team, telling the media how he was trying to get them to start defending better.
It was a brutally honest message, and the guys that are full won't hear it. You know, they'll say coach is tripping. And the guys that maybe do really care will, because they're not going to go back and watch their minutes, because nobody watches their minutes. Nobody watches film. So we'll have to show them the film.
Which, wow.
Wow. Well, yeah. There you go. So, I mean, that's probably part of it. I would think that they would have to go to Nikola Jokic and ask him whether or not, you know, you down with this.
I don't care.
Right.
Get him to vacation.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
That very well could have been the reaction, too.
Yeah.
Very funny.
And I'll always remember Mike Malone when they won the championship and he got boxed at that parade and just turned into, like, the New York Malone.
Oh, yeah.
And his voice changed and his accent changed, and it was awesome. We played those clips all the next day and laughed. And, yeah, I mean, he had a great run there and won a championship. So.
Sure did.
And now he's going to be highly coveted this offseason.
You would certainly think so. All right, we get you to the baseball. 2 day games yesterday. The Mets started later than the Yankees, so we'll pick it up at Citi Field, where Pete Alonso continues to do Pete Alonso things.
0-1. Swinging a line drive, left center field. Oh, that's big trouble. Down and rolling all the way to the wall. Acuna's in. Senger is in. Soto right behind him. He scores standing up. Three-run double, Pete Alonso. What a swing for the polar bear to the gap to make him pay for the intentional walk.
Which they did and gave to Juan Soto right before him to load the bases. Keith Ratt on Mets Odyssey Radio made it 9-5.
Jerry, know what I call 10-5. That? You know what I call that, Jerry?
What do you call that?
That's the Juan Soto effect.
The Juan Soto. I like that.
Yes. And,
the Juan Soto
and nobody is benefiting more from the Juan Soto effect than the polar bear himself, which is that you couldn't have written a better script for Pete Alonso and the New York Mets batting order than what we have witnessed in this winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't scored a ton of runs, but it seems like when they do, it's always because of that combination, and Pete Alonso is
been great
reaping the benefits. Gary was all over this, rightfully so. What they did there made no sense.
Nope.
What the Marlins did, first of all, it'd be Pete's red hot, you know that. But then, you know, you load the bases to play for the double play, and then you brought the infield in.
And this manager came from the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, but there is no analytics that I've ever seen where that makes sense. Does it?
The only way it makes sense to me, especially, and then you talk about the outfield being drawn in,
yeah,
would be if it was the ninth inning and you can't make a catch and throw the guy out at home, so you're playing up hoping for, other than that, I don't know what they were doing. You got a slow runner, middle infield should be back. Even before that, when Lindor came up, and they got the first baseman like he's Keith Hernandez crawling up. The guy's going to get killed with a line drive.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is that last year in a situation like this, Pete Alonso would have grounded into a double play.
Yeah.
You know, that is, like, the biggest difference. Like, at the beginning of this year is that, you know, Pete obviously has a lot to play for, but he also had a lot to play for last year. But the difference, I would say, now is Juan Soto's in the lineup. And he is reaping the benefits of it, and hopefully this continues.
Here was Alonso on SNY after the game. Any extra motivation after they walked Soto to get to you?
No, I mean, I just wanted to get a pitch to hit, and thankfully I got one where I was looking, and I was able to capitalize.
And he did, for sure. He drove in, he actually had a couple of doubles and drove in four. It wasn't just that bases-clearing double. Francisco Lindor did homer. Brandon Nimmo a two-run double. Starling Marte a two-run single. Here was Soto, why Alonso's been so good to start.
I think he's been taking really good at-bats. He's been taking his walks and everything. He's not trying to be the hero. He's really settled down. When the moment's needed, whenever he get a pitch, he tried to drive it. If not, he's taking his walk. So I think that's a really good thing.
That's a good explanation.
Perfect. So. Mets now 8-3 and leading the NL East as they have won six straight games. You got Tyler McGill and Max Meyer today on Mets Odyssey Radio at 1:10 with pregame coverage at 12:30.
Did you see some of the photos of the people sitting in the stands yesterday?
I did.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for those people. There are a couple people just sitting there, like, looking up in the air like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, well.
They could have left.
Exactly.
They like them some baseball, though, Jerry.
That's exactly
free hot
right.
Chocolate from Steve Gelbs.
I did see that. Very cool. Yankees were, aside from their top three batters, and I think it was Goldschmidt, Rice, and Judge, they were a complete zero, like 0-20, and they got shut out by Skubal. They lost 5-0. Here was Dave Sims. Things unraveled quickly. It was 1-0 Detroit, and then all of a sudden in the fourth inning, it was home run ball.
1-1 here to Dingler, right-handed. And he drives one deep left field. Going back and looking up as Dominguez. That ball's gone.
Yes, yes, it is.
There you go.
Dave
Sims,
things
hit the skids here for the Yanks, huh?
They had Torkelson, McKinstry, and Dingler. Go with three home runs all in the fourth inning, made it 4-0.
Torkelson, McKinstry, and Dingler. PoliceRightToSue.com.
Torkelson, Milling, and Dinger.
Here was Carlos Carrasco. He gave up all those home runs. What was the issue?
Come in. I just missed a couple of spots right there. I think the more important, just when you had your command, is everything's completely different, but I missed a couple of spots right then, and
yes,
I got hurt.
Yes, he did. And now it's three straight losses for the Yankees, and three straight games where really they have not hit, because Haney got them pretty good on Sunday. I know they tied the game late, but they were pretty quiet, and they've been quiet in these two games. And then today you get, I know it's Jack Flaherty against Max Fried. I think this game's on 660 AM again at 1:10.
By the way, these two guys were teammates in high school.
Yeah, kind of cool. We were talking about that before. Very cool. Yankees now 6-5, Tigers 7-4. And then one other thing from baseball, only because two Yankees involved here, two former Yankees, I should say, is the A's got their first win in Sacramento. Listen to these names.
Urshela hits one down the left field line. That's trouble. And it's by Iglesias and going to the wall.
Scoring is on Duhar. Wilson around third. They're going to wave him. The throw to the plate going to be close. The dive safe at the plate.
Yep, so they actually got, the A's got their first win in Sacramento as they beat the Padres last night. Miguel Andujar and Gio Urshela connecting. Remember him, the happy fella, connecting for that that play anyhow. But yeah, first time they've won in their minor league stadium there in Sacramento. All right, what else do we got here?
After today's game against the Marlins, the Mets go to Sacramento. So how many articles are we going to get about how crappy the whole situation is, where the press sits, the fact that they have this shed in the outfield where they do the press conferences? Get ready for it because it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you get those surly beat writers who don't like being jammed in a minor league park.
They want their free hot dogs.
Exactly.
You know how they are.
They're looking for comfort.
They're looking for comfort, no doubt. And my hockey stuff has seemingly disappeared, but I will tell you, I don't know where it went, but I will tell you, the Islanders were leading last night 6-4, and then all of a sudden they found themselves tied up.
53 seconds to go. Islanders trying to hang on to a 6-5 lead. Into the corner, Michael Bunting played around the net. Philip Forsberg sends it to the back. Brady Shea across, one timer, they score, and they tie it.
And that was Brendan Burke on MSG.
How many games have the Islanders had like this this year?
This year. How about last year, too, and the year before that? It's been three straight years of blowing leads, and it seems to get worse every single year. Now, obviously, they weren't going to make the playoffs, even when they got the 2 points last night, but it's just, it's been their MO. I mean, it's like in their DNA that they can't hold on to a lead.
So they wound up losing this game 7-6 in overtime. So they're up 2 with a couple of minutes to go. They wound up losing by a goal. You would think that that was horrendous. Sure. If you're the Dallas Stars, it was even worse. They were up 3 goals with 1 minute left at home to the Canucks. The Canucks score 1-2 and then get the third and tying goal. They played, I think the whole minute was 6-on-5.
Oh, it was.
And then they get the, with 5 seconds to go, they tie it. And then in overtime, the Canucks completed it.
Peronic near side had to take it off his skate. Stripped of the puck by Harley. Dumba check behind the net. Garland centers. They score. Kiefer Sherwood with a minute 16 to go in overtime. The Canucks complete the comeback.
Could you imagine? So I would think if your team's up by 3, with 2 minutes to go, some people leave. And you get in your car and you find out you lost the game.
That has to be one of the worst losses in that franchise's history. It has to be.
Absolutely unbelievable. So the highlights are pretty good. I probably have more, but I must have deleted the file somehow. Rangers do play tonight. I know the Canadians won last night. Well, I'm just saying.
I know the Canadians won, so it's done.
And the Devils got lit up by the Bruins 7-2 last night.
Remember we were talking about Yeshiva and Lehman?
So I know Yeshiva lost the first game. What happened in the second game?
They won.
They did.
Good. They came back and won.
I wanted it because they lost the first game 7-6.
Yeah, they came back and won. I think it was like 9-4, so they're down 4-0, whatever it was. But they came back and won. So after they lost their 100th in a row, they finally broke that streak by winning the second game, which is what we talked about. Split doubleheader, everybody's happy.
Well, right? I mean, Lehman ends their losing streak and now starts a new one.
Yeah.
And Yeshiva ends their losing streak and now starts a winning streak.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You think they had announcers for that game?
No.
You don't think so?
I feel
like everybody streams everything now. I'll see if I can find something.
That is true. I mean, Rascona does like middle school hockey on a stream somewhere. So they probably do have Yeshiva
it's
baseball.
Islanders Junior League.
Oh, well, okay.
All right.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
All right. Like the little league teams or like the Mets and
no,
stuff.
No, but I think they're like 17, 18-year-old kids. I don't think it's like 12-year-olds.
Oh, I thought it was 12.
I don't think so.
All right, sorry, Rascone. I thought it was 12 and 13-year-olds, but whatever. But point being that there could be somebody that...
Did you hear he dropped out of high school?
I did, yeah. I know. I was there. I actually watched it. I actually watched the drop myself with my own two eyes.
Did he just like say, I'm just not coming back?
No, he was talking about it for a while, and then all of a sudden he wasn't there.
He just decided on his own?
I was like, damn, he did it. And then I went home, and I said, should I do it?
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Long Island is very excited that they're getting a brand new arena football team. That the general manager, of course, is Peter Schwartz. The New York Dragons are back as part of the ENTFLA, which is the Entertainment and Football League. And it is, it's been a big deal for our show. We've had a lot of fun watching Peter put this thing together. He hired a great Long Island-based coach, and they had their first tryouts yesterday.
Okay, where were the tryouts held?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe the Coliseum, I don't know. News 12 showed up at the tryouts, and this, unfortunately, it's someone recording it, but you could still hear it. I think, okay, if it's terrible, we'll stop it. But at least on my phone, it sounded okay. But there is a man who showed up there who wants to make this team dead serious, who is older than me. So let's listen to this story from News 12.
New York Dragons are looking for fresh faces for their reincarnated indoor football team. But Rob DiGiorgio admits his face is not exactly fresh.
Just got to come out here and show these youngsters what's going on. Same that you can do it at any age, you know?
20 years after failing to make the Dragons, the 44-year-old construction company owner is trying again.
Why do you want to do this at your age? Pretty much to tell anybody, no matter how old you are, you know, don't ever let anybody tell you you can't do something, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, and you won't know until you try.
Rob did not play football in high school or college, but he's played flag football for 20 years, making the USA League and winning a few championships.
I still go out there and play with kids half my age, and guys are like, how old are you? And I tell them my age, and they're like, no way. you know, after a Sunday game, it takes me until Wednesday to recuperate. But at the end of the day, like, it's nothing better.
You probably have 22-year-olds who don't have the, you know, the drive to do this. And he's doing it at 44. I'm impressed. I saw some film on him. The guy can ball.
What would it mean to make the team?
The guy can ball. His shorts pipes in there.
Yeah.
He's got 44. I watched some film on him. What film did you watch? You didn't play in high school or college. He plays flag football. There's film on flag football.
I guess so. There probably is. Good for this guy.
Oh, man, it is great.
He's living out a dream, man.
This is, well, if he makes the team, he's living out a dream.
Well, we got two guys around here getting ready to try to live out that dream.
Right, so the first tryout was yesterday. The second tryout is a week from Saturday. And both Pat Boyle and Ed Arzum and Big Zoo are going to try out for the Long Island Dragons.
You know what? I could see Boyle. I just can't see Zoo. I'm sorry.
So I'm not sure exactly how the whole thing works out. But if there's offensive linemen, listen, Zoo is still young and agile, believe it or not. He moves quick, short space quicks for a big man.
Yeah, I saw him on a bike last year in the 5-Borough Bike Tour. He rode for a half a mile.
Yeah, bike's different. He's good on his 2 feet. Give him some wheels, not great. Good on his 2 feet. So I think he could actually be a little bit of a scrappy offensive lineman if they have scrappy offensive linemen in the end flaw. But Boyle definitely is going to have a shot.
What, Zoo is like 5'11"?
Shorter than that.
He...
Listen, man, this 44-year-old guy who got cut 20 years ago is showing up there impressing the general manager, saying this guy can ball.
That's the lie that America tells you and the American dream. You know, if you want it, work hard enough and you can achieve it. You can't, actually. That's a big, fat lie.
See, man, I'll tell you, Dr. Sunshine over here, I'll tell you, he's a beauty.
Right. On a 37-degree day in April.
So I guess Bradley Schwartz is not going out for the team, but he's going to be running their social media account now?
Yeah, I don't know if it's
a little bit of nepotism here.
Well, not according to Peter. Peter said he didn't hire him.
What do you mean he didn't hire him?
I'm just saying what Peter said. So I'll go through my mentions here. Because okay. Someone alerted me to this, obviously. And he said, Peter said, I didn't hire him.
This is Belichickian all over again.
Yep.
I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
Yeah, you are.
Here it is. He was hired by football operations. That's
what That's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
So the New York Dragons put out, we'd like to welcome Bradley Schwartz as our data and strategy coordinator. Data and strategy coordinator.
Good for Bradley. That's great for him. But
absolutely.
So
Mike Becker pipes in, goes, Peter hired his son. Nepotism. LOL. Obviously, he's having fun with this. He's not really attacking
Peter.
Yeah,
he's just being sarcastic.
He's a listener of the show.
Yes.
So sick of the sensitivity. People not getting it.
Everybody's overly sensitive these days.
Bitch. Anyway, so... Okay. So then Peter pipes in. Well, actually, no. An Islander account, Isles Pulse, comes in. He goes, this is as bad as Lou hiring his son. All right? Lou Lamoriello hiring his son.
Yeah, okay, well.
So then Peter says, I didn't hire him. He was hired by football operations.
Wait a minute. Who was the big hire by the Dragons in the first place?
Well, it was Peter.
Peter. The first big hire.
Yeah.
The first big name.
Yeah.
The big name, Peter. He got the job, and next thing you know, his son's got a job. It's a little bit too coincidental for me.
Yeah. I mean, but in Peter's
head. There's a wink and a nod with the football operations crew. How big is that? That's Flaherty, right?
I guess.
Yeah, so he says, you think he says to Flaherty, hey, I want to hire you, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. I didn't think it happened where Bradley went in there. Bradley blew all the other candidates away, and then it was like, the football operations went to Schwartz. Say, hey, we hired some guy with the same last name as you, Bradley Schwartz. And what? That's my son. Unbelievable. What a coincidence that we have here.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are. See, this is the thing about the Entflaw. They call themselves the Entertainment Football League. If you're the Entertainment Football League, you gotta get this 44-year-old guy on the team. That's the story.
Yeah, well, I would say Pat Boyle and Ed Orzumin as well.
Yeah, or one of the two.
I mean, at least we're going to be talking about it.
Right, exactly. At least one of the two.
Do we know who their first act is for their first game?
I don't know, but I guarantee it'll be Del Judas.
You think
if
so?
If they've got the budget for him. I mean, that would be the way to go, I would imagine.
Right, okay.
But and there's Boyle catching a touchdown from Boomer out in New Jersey. So at Jerry's fundraiser flag football game, and Boyle taunting the high school kids.
Just talking out like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, just very, very disrespectful. But that's the type of attitude that the Dragons are looking for. So good luck to our 44-year-old there trying out for the team, and good luck to Zoo and Boyle, and good luck to Peter Schwartz. And Bradley Schwartz is the strategy coordinator.
Strategy coordinator. Okay, good.
The inclusive.
He's like the analytics geek.
Strategy coordinator.
We here.
All right, but you can't really do any analytics until the games start, right? Because you have nothing to start from.
Yeah, or, you know, if you got players in there now that's had stats and stuff, you know, if guy makes a team, played in high school or college, you could start breaking that stuff down.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.